T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you on this Monday edition. Tommy, it's been, we've had some movement here, right, with Wichita State in the recruiting rumors and, you know, all these things that we hear about. And it is a fascinating time in what we are going to see at the program level, you know, offers being made to some high schoolers and the transfer portal, big meeting today with the players that are there. We've had, you know, some time to react to Paul Mills' introduction. We talked to him on Friday. You can always go back and listen to our interview with him on the Odyssey app. There's follow KFH. But I guess first and foremost, you know, and we know that conversations are happening with all kinds of players, but you know, you kind of have to start from the inside and move out. What happens with the players currently on the roster? Kenny Poto was there at the press conference. We've seen Jaquan Walton interact with fans on social media. Jerome Pierre was not there. I haven't heard a lot from Jerome Pierre. I haven't even heard that he's officially entered the portal, at least that I know of. So, you know, I think it starts with those three guys, right? Xavier Bell was a role player. What's he going to do? We know Quincy Ballard and Colby Rogers are coming back. And then, quite frankly, Tommy, like, you also have to consider the fact that Paul Mills has got to be able to go get guys he wants to, and you got to have room on the roster for that. So it's pretty interesting here to see how this will all shake out. And I think all eyes are on it now because we want to know, like, what caliber player could potentially come in right away. And I don't know the answer to that. And the other piece of it that we don't know is, what caliber player is Paul Mills going to need to succeed, right? Does it have to be like high profile players? I don't know that it does it? Like, I don't know. I think that that's up to Paul Mills and his coaching style. He said a billion times, it's not about the individual players, it's about the team. Okay. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that.
Some of it too, I think, comes back to who returns for Wichita State. If you've got like a Jaquan Walton, for example, a high-profile guy who kind of had a breakout season last year for Wichita State. If you've got him coming back potentially, then, yeah, I don't know if you necessarily need to go out and get more high-profile players in the transfer portal, or if you try to find, you know, the good role players that can fit the system in the best way possible. So I don't know. I think that my feelings towards the way that the roster is set right now for Wichita State is I was a lot more concerned when Isaac Brown was let go. I thought that the cupboard was going to be completely bare for whoever the next coach was going to be. I thought we were going to see a mass exodus of transfers out. And you know what? I know that right now it's only Colby Rogers and Quincy Ballard who have made declarations that they're returning to Wichita State. But man, there was one point I thought it might be zero. There might be zero players willing to return to the Shockers, depending on the new coach. So there is a little bit of a foundation to build on. It's not there all the way yet. I mean, I don't know if you feel comfortable building a team around Colby Rogers and Quincy Ballard, probably not. I think that there's got to be, whether or not it's, you know, current Shocker players pulling out of the portal and coming back, or Paul Mills bringing somebody with him from Oral Roberts or working the portal for other players. There's a ton of different scenarios on the table right now, but I feel more confident now than I did, I don't know, a week ago as far as the way that this roster is going to line out.
Yeah, I do too. Look, it's going to be it's critical, right, on a lot of different levels, but what I'm saying is I don't know what the best path to it is, right? Like, I don't know which combination of which kinds of players, like, it that's where we got to just see what Paul Mills is all about, sort of, right? Like, what's he going to do? What's he going to be able to
go get? Priority number one is we've talked about, and, you know, Paul Mills alluded to in our interview and in the press conference, is having conversations with the current players right now. Because I think that you and I, we both saw that, you know, especially in the case of Jaquan Walton and Jerron Pierre, that there were, you know, there was significant improvement for both of them. I feel like both of them at different levels had breakout seasons for Wichita State. That's got to be priority number one, seeing if there's a way to get those guys back to Wichita. I mean, you and I were talking about it back in like December or January, that priority number one, regardless who the coach was, needed to be to try to find a way to keep Jaquan Walton in Wichita. And so I think that that's got to be priority number one. And then from there, you work the transfer portal. But I know that those conversations are starting today, but that's of the utmost importance in my mind right now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think so too. I mean, that's a hard one to know because I haven't talked to Jaquan Walton. Like, I don't know what his motivation is right now. I have no idea. I think that the opportunity is there for him to be a star player. And like, sure. So here's where a guy like Jaquan Walton gets really interesting. We've seen Paul Mills now have two, you know, star players in O'Banner and Asemus. So he has clearly got the ability to develop scorers. So for Jaquan Walton, like, if depending on what your ultimate motivation is, like, I would think that you would have the ability to be a high-level scorer under Paul Mills. And so, yeah, that part of it does get interesting. But we don't know what Jaquan Walton's looking for either. And we don't know what the market is for him. I suspect it's really hot. Like, I think he's going to be a pretty highly coveted transfer portal player. So is Kenny Poto. And again, we've seen, you know, Oral Roberts teams have some talented bigs. So for Kenny Poto, and by the way, Kenny Poto's, you know, he's from Sweden. He's very comfortable here. He went to Sunrise Christian. So his motivations may be very different than Jaquan Walton's motivations. We don't know that piece yet. And they also have to fit what Paul Mills wants to do. Paul Mills is going to have conversations with these guys and be like, you know what, this is, you know, your best opportunity may not be here, and have an honest conversation with them. And I think that he will. I think he's wired that way. And so it'll be a fascinating, I mean, I'm trying to think in my head, like, again, I've mentioned this before, I'm a very impatient person. So what's the timeline here, right? Like, what sort of timeline are we looking at for some roster construction to know what's going to be together? We know summer workouts in a transfer portal era. Have summer workouts ever been more important, Tommy? Like, the first chance these guys have to get together. I mean, we're right around the corner from that, from summer workouts and all those things that you have to do to be able to, you know, basically build new teams most years. And then what players might go into the portal that are still playing in the NCAA tournament, right? What teams that are currently playing in the NCAA tournament might also want players that are at the, like, that's the hard part. I would guess it begins in earnest, you know, starting next week on Tuesday, but you can still get work done now to try to get there.
There are still a handful of teams that are looking for a head coach, right? And some major schools looking for a head coach. Texas Tech is one of them. Penn State, yeah, I think, is still looking for a coach. I mean, there are schools that are still, and they might be waiting for guys like Dusty May or whatever, but regardless, they don't have a head coach, and the transfer portal is working now. You know, saw a report over the weekend that Wichita State was going to be having a Zoom call with the Texas Tech transfer that entered the portal. I mean, so these conversations are happening as we speak. And so I like the fact, and you and I talked about it before the hire was officially made, that we both felt like it was going to be coming relatively quickly. And there's not a whole lot of time to be able to sit around and wait. I know Paul Mills has been, you know, hitting the ground running, whether it's talking to current players today, having Zoom calls with potential transfers today. He's hitting the ground running. I don't know. Did you see the report of what his contract looks like for Wichita State? It's like $8.5 million over 5 years. I think that's fine. I don't have any issues with that. No. I don't feel like there's anything egregious in that whatsoever. So it's kind of like, all right, that's done. It's all put in place and let's get to work.
It is. And it is very similar to, like, it's a very peer driven, like there's not, it's a pretty standard. I think it's very similar from what I remember about Isaac Brown's contract. So it's pretty normal, I think, for the league that you play in at the level. And we know that, I don't worry as much about the contract because everybody knows Wichita State's going to pay a winner a lot of money. That's been proven, right? So that part of it, even if you're Paul Mills, like, there is room for growth in that contract. These guys all have to know that. They've seen it before, right? You've seen out of Wichita State what is possible out there in a coaching contract. I will say this too, like, good for Wichita State for getting out there and getting the deal done and getting him in because of what you mentioned, right? There are teams that are still looking for coaches. There are teams still playing that are going to probably be competitive with Wichita State in the caliber of player they're going to be targeting through the portal. That stuff matters. And, first impressions can mean everything, especially with a good, strong NIL. We're seeing armchair strategies really put the pedal to the metal in trying to capture this momentum now to set this thing up. And, that's all got to be a part of it. And it is so interesting and so much of the unknown and so much of, like, this new frontier. And I think, Tommy, that I like it. I don't think it bothers me. I don't mind the unknown of these off seasons. I don't think I do anyway. It'll be nice. I think the balance in NIL and this craziness of the portal is being able to lock up your core, right? But there's certainly an excitement with this aspect of the new world of college basketball, even more than football. Yeah. I think it's amplified more than football because of the impact it can have right away. And it can have a big impact in football right away, but not like it can in basketball.
Yeah, and what I want to see from Wichita State right now, I'm talking in the next week or two, I want to see them aggressive, and I want to start seeing announcements about whether it's returners that are coming back or guys in the transfer portal making commitments to Wichita State. I think that now is the time. Strike while the iron is hot. You've got a new coach, and there's this attention on the program that's positive for the first time in a while. Get aggressive. Get after it right now. I'm not saying that they need to have their entire roster solidified this week or next week, but I'm saying, like, let's start getting some announcements in place. Let's get some deals done. I know a lot of that is, hand in hand with armchair strategies, but let's start getting some announcements done, whether it's by the end of this week into next week. I want to start seeing some of these dominoes start falling.
Yeah, I do too. And I don't know how fast they're going to fall. And again, we may be totally unreasonable in that. It's hard to say, like, how fast they should fall, because I don't know. Like, that's just impatient me, and I suppose impatient you wanting to know now, but that may not be the best way to do it.
Well, I think
it's
striking while the iron is hot. I think it's trying to get in there, before some of these other schools that could potentially be competing with Wichita State on transfers.
I think the biggest aspect of striking while the iron is hot belongs to the NIL portion of this. That's where you got to strike where the iron's hot, right? Like, you've got to strike while the iron's hot for potential donors to amplify your NIL opportunities for players. Being patient with particular players or, doing due diligence, I'm okay with that. But you've got to strike while the iron's hot in, getting the backing to bring guys here whenever that time is right. Because that's one thing, like, Paul Mills has the ultimate say on when it's right to get guys in and make those decisions. That's why they brought him in here, right? it's Kevin Saul's, you know, responsibility in armchair to get, you know, the buzz and the funding going about Paul Mills so that he can have the resources when he needs them to identify and get the people he wants to get in here. You got to finish out getting his staff together. I think from what we can tell from Paul Mills, his staff, who he wants and who he's going to have, is solidified. It's just physically getting him here, I think, that still needs to be worked out. But it's wild and crazy. And oh, guess what? We get the same thing now from Kansas and from Kansas State, who are both going to have to be ultra aggressive in the portal this year. They're right back into it also. And so we're going to have, you know, our eyes and our ears to this as much as we can and just try to follow along as, you know, players enter, players are courted, recruits are still courted at the high school level, which is still going to be a piece and a part of all this too. It's fascinating and it is wild. And honestly, it becomes as wild as any offseason there is in across all sports. Again, in college basketball, because of the impact these guys are going to have on the programs that they go to right away. We know it's big in football. We've seen, especially at the quarterback position, it being big in football. We know TCU reached a national championship with, 20 transfers this year in football. But nothing is like the impact it's going to make on basketball, at least in the profile. Some of the other sports are too, but like as far as the high profile, man, this is a basketball deal to me.
And how many times have we talked about the different programs in college basketball that have had immediate success
sure.
when they work the transfer portal? So, you know, again, that's why the stakes are high. The stakes are high. And depending on who comes back for Wichita State, depending on if any of these names that have entered the portal ultimately decide to come back, that's going to depend upon, you know, a lot of different things. A lot of different scenarios, what kind of offers they're getting, what kind of NIL dollars they're getting. But ultimately, for Wichita State, you know, there could be a scenario where they don't have to build an entire roster
right.
through the portal if they can get some guys to return. But you got to know that first, and that's why I like the fact that they're having those conversations with those guys today.
Those guys have to be a fit with Paul Mills, too. It doesn't do you any good to bring them back if they're not going to fit what you're trying to do. I mean, that's a part of it also. Hey, Rock Band Journey along with Toto coming April 8th to Wichita's Interest Bank Arena. We want to send you to the concert with Log In and Listen. It's an app contest we're doing. All you have to do is download the Odyssey app, log in, and for every hour of listening to KFH, you earn an entry to our Journey Ticket Giveaway Contest. It runs now through March 31st. That's Friday. You can find the rules at KFHradio.com. You can't win if you're not listening to KFH on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Tommy and I will come back, talk about the women's tournament a little bit. Big weekend for Wichita State softball. A lot of other things going on over the weekend that we want to talk about here on this Monday edition of Sports Daily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.